Ephesians chapter 5. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And these are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Dear fellow redeemed in Christ, there are especially two words on which I want to focus from our text today: walk and wisdom. And for each of these, I direct our attention to other parts of God's word that more fully give attention to these words. The first is from Psalm 1, where we read, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night." And then regarding wisdom, 1 Corinthians 1, "For since in the wisdom of God the world through wisdom did not know God, it pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe. For Jews request a sign, and Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, to the Jews a stumbling block, and to the Gentiles foolishness. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men." When Paul exhorts us to walk as wise ones and not fools, he is directing us to the hearing of God's word as that way to true wisdom. That wisdom is Christ, although Christ is foolishness to this world. The evil days of which Paul wrote over 1900 years ago are not over. We remain in them still. As one author noted over a century ago, the sky gets darker and the path more dangerous. Deep pitfalls await on either side and hidden snares at every step. Unbelief and false doctrine, worldliness and apathy, pride and division tempt us more powerfully than ever. And certainly here, in these first decades of the 21st century, we cannot claim sunnier skies or smoother paths. Rather, the trials and burdens may seem to weigh even heavier. Our brothers and sisters in Christ are persecuted around the world. To claim faith in our own country may make you a target for a murderer's bullet. Satan, that great liar, stirs the soupy mix of error and half-truth, making it taste so good to the modern palate. Our own lives provide shadows of past sins that we pray do not come to light to shame us. Our hidden thoughts show our selfishness. Our spoken words show how little love there is in our hearts. And surely there are many ways to trip and fall flat on our faces as we walk through the years of our lives. And so Paul, following the direction given in that very first psalm, points us to walking the way of wisdom, redeeming the time, understanding what the will of the Lord is. But the direction he gives is not one which human reason considers the right way. And why not? Well, because what Paul gives is the way of Christ, the one who is true wisdom and yet who is considered stupid by this world, the one who is strong in ways considered weak by human reason, the one who is truth and yet whose words and miracles are perceived as mere fairy tales for little children, and certainly not for the sophisticated intellectuals of our day. But the way of Christ, the walk of faith in Jesus Christ, is the way to which the church is called. And there is no other way, even though there are some who presume to speak for the Christian church and say there are other ways. Just recently, some confessed how they are walking fully in the path of Jesus without denying the legitimacy of other paths that God may provide for humanity. Well, the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, gives no other path for humanity beyond the path of faith in Christ. To claim otherwise is to speak against Christ, who is the wisdom and the power of God. And of course, this is just one example among many that could be given of the need to walk carefully, knowing where you can safely place each step so as to avoid that path of the ungodly, as David wrote in Psalm 1. And so what does this mean for you? Well, it means pay attention. Exactly where are you walking? Do you know? Understand that the questions of faith and life, of doctrine and love, of God, that these are not questions for your entertainment. They are not trivial pursuit for Bible nerds. These are ultimate things, things of eternity, things that matter beyond the death that pursues us even now. And so Paul exhorts us, redeem the time. The days are evil. We, like all of our brothers and sisters in Christ since Peter's sermon at Pentecost, are in the last days. They do not lie ahead. They are now. And so listen to your Savior, Jesus Christ. Learn of him as you hear and meditate upon his holy word. By that word of God, the Holy Spirit creates and brings further growth in saving faith. He is the one, this Christ, who is preached here. He is the one crucified, the one who died, the one who rose, all for you. This is the Christ who came to pay what you cannot, to defeat what you cannot, to live and die and rise so that you also will have life eternal, the guarantee of Christ for you. That is the will of God, for you to know and trust his Son, your Redeemer, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, with us abide, for round us falls the eventide. Nor let thy word, that heavenly light, for us be ever veiled in night. O keep us in thy word, we pray, the guile and rage of Satan stay. O may thy mercy never cease, give concord, patience, courage, peace. In the name of the triune God, amen.